on the line now, I have Councillor Owen O'Brien. Hello, Owen, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hello, hello. Nice to be on. It's a lovely sunny winter day here.
Oh, that's good. I haven't been out in over an hour and a half, so I don't know what it's like. I never know. Like, I'm finished. Sometimes it's raining. I'm glad to hear it's sunny for a change.
It's a winter sun. If you're behind the window, it's nice. You know, okay. I mean, it's still cold, but
yeah. We'll take what we can get. Okay, you want to talk about the bus services and Bus Connect. Can I ask you a question about it? I mean, there's loads and loads of consultations on it. Do many people attend and pay attention to the consultations, the public, I mean?
The first thing is, as you know, people submitted thousands of responses by email and by post originally. So at this, before and after that, there have been meet and discuss consultations in hotels around. Some are exclusively for public representatives and some are for the general public.
Mm-hmm.
The ones for the public representatives, I was at one in the city and there was a steady trickle of councillors and TDs coming in to discuss with the planners and engineers. The ones for the general public, I didn't see huge attendance. I was at one in Crumlin, actually, over the Crumlin Road. That was to do with the infrastructure, you know, with the controversy over gardens being taken and things like that. And mm-hmm. that was quite well attended. Some of them were just to discuss bus routes. I'd say they've not been well attended, no.
Okay. Because I often wonder when you get people not happy with what's happened and they didn't bother going mm-hmm. to any meetings and you say, well, what do you expect? If they think you don't care about it or you're not bothered too much, they just go ahead and do it. And that's the reason why I asked that question.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, there's different ways this could be organised. The one for Clondalkin was held in the Clayton Hotel in Liffey Valley, which is quite a distance from the centre of Clondalkin, and it was during the day. Now, it was fabulously informative. I learned a lot there, but yeah, look, it's hard to really say, but perhaps if it had been in the centre of Clondalkin, you'd get more Clondalkin people at it.
Okay, what sort of things have happened then that you're not happy with?
Well, first of all, the second draft is a huge improvement on the first draft in the sense that they have listened to people's concerns and they reckon up to 96% of the existing trips are being maintained. So what I would like to see is some additional services for Clondalkin specifically that are not included in the draft. And after living on the continent for a few years, I find that there should be a difference between the bus that's going to take someone from an estate to the shopping centre, which could be, you know, a few hundred yards or a kilometre or two,
mm-hmm.
versus the bus that wants to get me into the city centre fast in the morning and maybe avoid the estates. So up to now, our system, we've got one bus fits all for everything. They're all double-deckers. And what I'd like to see is a bit more variety. So I'm looking for local links. So right here in Clondalkin, the Lewis tram stop at the Red Cow, it's too far away for most people to walk to. So if I'm walking very fast, it takes me 17 minutes. So that's too far in general for people. So what I'd like is a link from the village of Clondalkin up to this Lewis platform.
Okay.
There is a bus that goes there, but it leaves you almost half a kilometre away from it. So it doesn't. Now, the engineers have told me that they will be bringing buses right into the platform. So there's the first thing is that they haven't included anything up the Monastery Road in Clondalkin Village, which would go to that Lewis.
Okay.
The second thing is I'll tell you about one more. There's a road. I'll tell you the three things. There's a road also called Station Road, which has a couple of estates, Palmerstown Woods, and it's never had a bus service on it. And then thirdly, people who live in Bon Oak, they say they can't get to Liffey Valley or Talla to the hospital or the square without changing buses, so they'd like a direct link. So they're the three things I'd like, in addition to all the other stuff that the Bus Connects
And are they the deficits that were always there, or because of the changes that they, this is the problems that have occurred?
No, none of these have ever been there.
Okay.
But people have been talking about them for years. So, like, the Lewis was there a long time, and feeder buses were promised to the Lewis, but also promised, there's a train station in Clondalkin, which is quite out of the way. It's called the Clondalkin Fontail Station. And feeder buses to both the Lewis and the train were promised. But, I mean, there's no feeder buses, I would say, anywhere in the country. So the concept doesn't exist, but nonetheless, you know, that's what people were told.
Well, that's something I didn't know about. When you said there's a train in Clondalkin, where does it go?
It's the line, it goes into Houston. So, like, you know, if you can get to that train station, you'll be in Houston in 10 minutes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Goes to Park West, Cherry Orchard. I think that's the last stop, and then Houston. Going the other way, it goes out to Hazel Hatch. And I think there's two services per hour. Like, ideally, that route would be electrified, you know, and you could have a DART service.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it a step further, Clondalkin, it's on a main road. That could even be a Dublin West train station. So, you know, if you want to go to Cork or Limerick, rather than going all the way into town, you could just come to Clondalkin and get on.
Mm-hmm. And is it used much?
It's very, very underutilised.
It's not used enough. That's strange, all right. And when you're talking about feeder buses as well, it does seem a little uneconomical, where if in lots of cases they could use single-decker or the smaller buses instead of using double-deckers.
Exactly, yeah.
And they don't do that.
I mean, there was, years ago, you might remember, City Imps going around Crumlin and Kimmage.
Yeah, whatever happened to those? Did they bury them or something?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea where they are, yeah.
Really? You don't know where they are? Nobody knows where they are, the Imps? That's the one I was thinking of.
Get an investigative journalist on the case.
I must find out. And just as an inquiry as well, any consultations, do they finish up for definite now tomorrow?
They extended it. To the 10th of December. I guess maybe with the by-election, different TDs and councillors were onto them. And they've extended it now, so people have another week.
Okay.
And, so I've made a couple of videos and done a couple of social media posts and trying to get people to get in their say.
Okay.
Well, what the planners and engineers did say, they said, don't be telling us what routes. Just tell us where you want to go and we'll figure out the routes. So, like, that's fine with me. I don't need to tell them, you know, tell them their job. But people want to get to the Lewis, and then people from Bonog want to get to Liffey Valley and Tallaght.
Yeah, because it seems there are in some places. I mean, I've heard some people say, for instance, out here, it seems to me the service on the Malahide Road coming from Malahide, coming from Coolock and that, are fairly frequent. Now, I don't use them that much, but it seems to be people are quite happy with it here, and yet there's the deficits in other parts of the country that doesn't seem to be looked into properly and used properly as well. And I think that's what the problem is. Do you think that there's enough research done to the extent of it? Maybe these people should just get off their ass and get on and try the services and not have 70-minute walk to get from one place to the other.
You mean research by the general public or research by NTA?
NTA, yeah.
The NTA? Yeah. Well, look, I mean, the thing is, if you go to...
I mean, the public can tell you they're using it. They can tell you in a heartbeat, you know.
They know exactly, yeah. So in big European cities, the bus is not the main way to get around. You've got lots of trams, or you've got an underground. Now, unfortunately, I think we've missed that boat with the underground in Dublin. But ideally, there'd be about 15 Lewis lines going around Dublin, and the bus will be feeding into them. But because we're relying on the buses, we're competing with the cars on the road. So some routes, I mean, Lucan to the city seems to go fast because there's a bus lane and it works, whereas Clondalkin to the city in the current route, there's a lot of bottlenecks. You know, there never will be bus lane on some of the routes because they're just too narrow. So, I mean, that's the bottom problem.
I think that's what happens. I mean, even out here, even though I said the buses can be frequent, but still, there's always these, no matter where you're coming from the Fingal area, once you hit Fairview and different places like that, the bottlenecks will just tie you up. So it's a waste of time getting there, in other words. What do you think is going to happen? You want the public to react, and I suppose they can react in many ways. Can you react online by just
simplest
going somewhere?
Thing is an email, just an email to consultations@busconnects.ie, and if people just say where they want to go, where they want to go that they can't get to currently, their own, just send in their ideas, consultations@busconnects.ie.
Okay, and all these things you were talking about, the proposals earlier on about the people's gardens and all like that, they went the same route as the little imp buses, that they just went off the radar as well? No such thing.
That's, would you believe there's two parts. There's the routes themselves, and that's the current consultation, and then there's infrastructure. So infrastructure is bus lanes, bike lanes, but believe it or not, it's also bus stops. I mean, disgraceful is too strong a word, but there's loads of places where there's no bus shelter and lots of people are left standing for ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be out of decency, there should be just a seat there. You know, so there's a lot of work on bus stops. But the thing with the gardens, I don't know where that's at the moment. I've heard cyclists from the Netherlands who were over here for the Velo City Conference a few months ago, they were saying you don't need to remove the gardens. The problem is, if you're trying to have two car lanes, two bike lanes, two bus lanes, and two footpaths, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And they're suggesting you need to sacrifice one of them car lanes.
There's very few of them left. There's very few car lanes left in most places as well.
You know, the city council, I'm representing the South Dublin, but the city council have been over 10 years trying to figure out the North Keys. And it's still a mess if you're a cyclist going down the North Keys. They can't get that right because they're trying to satisfy too many interests.
Yeah, and of course, with everything on there, every time you go into, I went into town, and it must be on Sunday night for the first time in a long, long time. And there's so many changes every time you go in; they just drive you up the wall, and you just
right.
I don't. That's why I don't go in there very, very often in the car. Maybe once or twice a year. And that's
no, you're better.
Crazy.
I wouldn't drive into town now. I mean, outside of peak times, I don't really have complaints. Mm-hmm. You know. To get into the town, it's not bad.
Yes, yeah.
But for going to work, it's a waste of time for me to get the bus. It's quicker to cycle down the canal right
Indeed.
Into town.
Okay, it's safer as well. Well, I don't mean once you're just careful, it's safer. I mean, it's safer than driving in and quicker in all sorts of ways. The deadline was to be tomorrow. How long have they extended it on?
It's the 10th. The 10th of December.
Oh, an extra week.
Yeah.
Okay. So people should get on their emails now and get to let them know how they feel.
Yeah.
Listen.
Okay. Consultations at busconnects.ie.
Okay. We keep an eye on it. I'm really amazed about that station out there. We're in Clondalkin. Is that where you said it was? The radio station.
Yeah. Clondalkin.
That's
too.
Really
like
strange.
It's going to be the centre of a housing development called Clonburris, which will happen eventually. But currently, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay. And where they're building, just as a matter of interest, where they're building this big estate, it's not going to be a half an hour walk to the station, is it?
Oh, no. They're going to build high rise around the station.
Oh, that's that's something.
Yeah.
That makes them more expensive, unfortunately.
This is what they're calling SDZ, Strategic Development Zone.
Yeah.
So they build higher density beside the station in the hope that people won't need a car.
Okay, that's good.
Go
ahead,
like,
on, yeah.
In the last, with the by-election that was there, a lot of the candidates were saying commuters are just frustrated and we need better public transport. So, like, what all those politicians aiming for the Dáil were saying goes way beyond Bus Connect. You know, if they were to satisfy commuters, you would need lots of Lewis lines, are darts on all the lines coming into Dublin. So, you know, that has to be in the future. So Bus Connect is what we have. It's the only thing on the table at the moment. But you would, if the TDs are to be believed, that sooner or later they should be pushing for either more, I'd say more Lewis lines and darts.
Okay. Well, anyway, then people get on their computers now and get in their proposals or whatever. It's a pity as well, though, Owen, that it's around this time of year when Christmas is on the top of everyone and you've other things to be worried about as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you can and you can find the time, that's the only way you're going to get change. Thanks very much for talking to us, Owen. Been a great pleasure.
Great. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Long live.
Bye-bye.
Bye.